With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is assuring the World Economic Forum in Switzerland that he will not resort to force to acquire Greenland, even though he says it is part of North America and he calls it our territory. In a speech this morning, Mr. Trump also suggested other countries could benefit by adopting his economic and domestic policy blueprint.
I want to discuss how we have achieved this economic miracle, how we intend to raise living standards for our citizens to levels never seen before, and perhaps how you too and the places where you come from can do much better by following what we're doing, because certain places in Europe are not even recognizable, frankly.
The president's arrival was delayed by a few hours, minor electrical problem causing Air Force One to return to Joint Base Andrews. The president boarded another aircraft and the flight to Switzerland. The Great Lakes snow machine is cranked up as icy Arctic air invades the region, bringing dangerously cold temperatures, and the snow is being measured in feet. In some places, parts of the mid-Atlantic and points south bracing for cold, snowy weather later this week. One of those at the center of the firestorm over immigration enforcement in Minneapolis is defending ICE operations. Customs and Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino says everything is being done strictly by the book.
Our operations are lawful, they're targeted, and they're focused on individuals who pose a serious threat to this community. They are not random, and they are not political.
One's on the way for the Vances, the second family, Vice President Vance and Second Lady Usha, expecting their fourth child. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 212 points, the Nasdaq ahead 20, and the S&P is trading 22 points higher. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads like religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the communist government. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions, led to baby daughters being sold or even killed because parents wanted their only child to be a male. The communist government scrapped the policy in 2015, but it might be too late. This is SRN News. Health officials will meet this spring to reevaluate the United States measles-free status.
Experts fear the vaccine-preventable virus has regained a foothold, and the United States may soon follow Canada in losing the achievement of having eliminated the disease. That evaluation comes 1 year after the West Texas measles outbreak began. Scientists are investigating whether a number of U.S. outbreaks may be linked. Regardless of the U.S. status, doctors say the United States of America has a measles problem. Jason Walker reporting.
A former flight attendant for a Canadian airline is in trouble for allegedly posing as a commercial pilot and as a current flight attendant to get hundreds of free flights from U.S. airlines. Authorities say that 33-year-old Dallas Pokornik of Toronto has pleaded not guilty following his extradition. More details, SRNNews.com.